观众朋友们，大家好，今天是6月11号，星期四，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务院发布《2019全球宗教自由报告》，美国国务卿批评中国对所有宗教的镇压持续加剧。我们来看美国之音记者许湘云的报道。
美国国务院发布的2019年度宗教自由报告指出，中国政府持续对宗教进行控制，限制被其视为威胁国家和中共利益的宗教活动以及个人自由。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥谴责中国政府对所有宗教的镇压持续加剧。他说，中国政府要求所有宗教团体服从中共领导，并将共产党教条注入在他们的信仰教学和实践中。中国政府对新疆维吾尔人的大规模拘留，以及对佛教徒、藏人、法轮功和基督徒的镇压都在继续。蓬佩奥还提到上星期和六四民主人士王丹、苏小康等人会面的情形。他表示，美国近日的抗议活动被中国政府利用以推动其政治进程。然而，两国政府的形势实际上截然不同。
Speaking of China, last week I was humbled and honored to meet with several survivors of the Chinese Communist Party's massacre at Tiananmen Square that happened 31 years ago. I also released a statement on China's obscene attempts to take advantage of our domestic situation to press their political agenda, which I'm sure many of you saw.There is no equivalence between our two forms of government. We have the rule of law, China does not. We have free speech and embrace peaceful protest, they don't. We defend religious freedom, as I just noted. China continues its decades-long war on faith. The contrast couldn't be more clear. During the best of times, China ruthlessly imposes communism. And amidst the most difficult challenges the United States faces, we work to secure freedom for all.
蓬佩奥表示，美国政府在遇到像乔治·弗洛伊德之死这样的悲剧发生时，便立即采取行动。然而，其他专制政府并不这么做。
When something is as tragic and as awful as what happened to George Floyd takes place, that the government responds, right? We saw both local law enforcement and our Department of Justice move very quickly to address the particular situation. We've now seen people say, "Hey, we're calling for changes in the way law enforcement works." It's not my space here as the Secretary of State, but you can see this debate take place in America. That doesn't happen in nations across the world. In Tiananmen Square 31 years ago, when thousands of people were massacred, instead they repressed journalists, they disappeared people. It's fundamentally different.
Pompeo 强调，美国是一个很特别的国家。今天美国面临这样的挑战，将带来一个让大家参与的政治进程，以及广泛的公开辩论。
Our nation is so special.It's the greatest nation in the history of civilization. It is so special that challenges like the ones that we're confronting here in the United States today will be managed head on. There will be a political process that's engaged of. There'll be wide open debate. And our core principles, the fact that we respect every human being because they are made in the image of God, will be reflected in the way that the United States responds to these challenges. And I actually think our diplomats have this incredible opportunity to tell this important story about how America confronts challenges inside its own country in a way that reflects the finest of what our founders would have hoped America could achieve.
记者许湘云发自华盛顿的报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期二斥责汇丰银行支持北京取消香港自治权的举动，称这种向北京磕头的举动并不会换取多少回报。
汇丰是在香港最大的银行，总部设在英国。路透社报道说，北京威胁英国政府，除非允许华为公司参与 5G 网络建设，否则将报复汇丰银行，并背弃在英国新建核电站的承诺。对此，蓬佩奥表示说，美国准备好以替代方案帮助英国。蓬佩奥说，美国与盟友还有合作伙伴站在一起，反对中共胁迫性的欺凌政策。他批评说，这种效忠似乎只能为汇丰赢得很少的北京的尊重。在香港的两家主要外国银行汇丰和渣打银行上周相继表态支持中共全国人大推行的港版国安法。
美国国会参议院周二公布的一份报告指出，美国政府在过去20多年里对在美国经营的中国电信企业缺乏恰当的监管。来看报道。
参议院国土安全委员会常设调查小组星期二公布的最新报告说，美国政府20年来对在美国运营的中国国有电信公司的监管几乎为零。 报告直接点名批评了美国联邦通信委员会 FCC 和由司法部、国土安全部、国防部等组成的电信小组，称中国电信美洲、中国联通美洲和太平洋网络公司等中国国有企业都得到了 FCC 批准在美国运营。报告敦促 FCC 迅速就是否吊销这些中国公司的运营许可做出决定。小组委员会主席波特曼在一份声明中说，有关机构在保护美国通信网络和对抗来自中国的国家威胁方面乏善可陈。民主党资深议员卡波也表示，这份报告显示出美国允许中国国有企业进入美国通信业，而美国的通信产业却在进入中国市场方面遭遇严重障碍。这份调查报告说，美国政府的通信团队直到最近才对中国的这些公司进行了有限的监管。白宫在今年四月发出一项行政令，正式确定了通信小组对外国电信公司进行审查的举措。与此同时，两党议员要求国会提供正式的立法授权，对外国运营商实施更为广泛的监督。美国之音电视报道。
哈佛大学化学与生化系前主任查尔斯·利伯星期二被美国的司法部起诉，他被指控在与中国的关系上向联邦当局撒谎。
利伯今年一月被捕，他被指控隐瞒参与了中国的千人计划。根据司法部的起诉书，61岁的利伯被联邦大陪审团以两项虚假陈述的罪名起诉，并将在波士顿联邦法院接受传讯。如果被定罪，他可能会被判处5年监禁。起诉书显示，利伯签署的千人计划合同允许他每月从武汉理工大学获得$50,000的酬劳，并且获得超过$1,500,000的资金建立实验室。
美国驻中国大使馆星期三宣布，美国驻武汉总领馆即将开始恢复工作。
美国使馆公使衔参赞白诗浪表示，布兰斯塔德大使打算在近期恢复武汉总领馆的工作。美国国务院还表示，准备在6月22日左右重启武汉领事馆的业务。武汉总领馆今年一月在武汉新冠肺炎疫情恶化后闭馆。据报道，美国国务院告知美国国会说，当前美中关系处于关键时刻，美国在中国的外交岗位不能空着，这点非常重要。国务院所说的关键时刻，指的是北京和华盛顿在一系列领域紧张关系，被指处于新冷战的边缘。
在全美各地的抗议中，专家们表示说，他们看到一些有针对性的误导信息正在迅速的传播，而这些有针对性的误导信息旨在让人们相信错误的事实，从而破坏社会凝聚力。
来自格鲁吉亚的玛利亚姆·盖格·沙什维利在与移民朋友讨论弗洛伊德之死引发的抗议活动时说，他注意到他们主要倾向于聚焦暴力和抢劫，而不是讨论导致示威游行的悲剧。为了解决这个问题，盖格·沙什维利为欧亚移民创建了一个封闭的脸书小组，讨论社会和种族正义。
We are from the region that has experienced colonialism, experienced ethnic oppression, experienced police brutality, authoritarian government. But on the other hand, at least some of us in our region who have white privilege, we have not experienced racial discrimination and racial profiling. We haven't been in the shoes of black African Americans who have for centuries have been through slavery, lynching, killings, police brutality that never goes punished.
这些种族和社会正义问题成了虚假信息活动的目标，一直在社交网络上传播。目的就是通过误导新闻和操纵手段来助长种族偏见。最近一个例子是推特上的推文话题 DC Blackout， 这个账号谎称在首都华盛顿的抗议活动中，当局切断了手机和其他设备的信号，为的是阻止报道任何警察的暴行。阿里克斯·英格勒是布鲁金斯学会的研究员。
The DC Blackout campaign and the otherpropaganda campaigns that we saw surrounding the DC protests do certainly feel reminiscent of recent foreign influence campaigns that are oriented towards driving wedges between American citizens in particularly polarizing issues.
华盛顿邮报报道说， DC 断信号运动只是由一个只有几个追随者的账户发起的，随后由于受到虚假账户的推送而大受欢迎。克莱姆森大学副教授帕特里克·沃伦说， 这样做的目的是要人们感到困惑，让他们无法分辨真假。
Undermining social cohesion to make people believe that it's impossible to find out the objective truth about things and to not even try. Let's go back to 2016 and the Internet Research Agency operation in 2016. We saw accounts on both sides of the political spectrum, both of them attacking the media, one from the left, one from the right.
沃伦教授说，像在疫苗接种或者新冠疫情等话题上，虚假信息可能会更加危险。
What is the transmission rate of COVID-19? I have no idea. People don't really know. It depends on all kinds of things. And it makes that uncertainty leads to a breeding ground for disinformation.
专家说，社交媒体平台在删除虚假帖子和阻挡网上机器人方面做得越来越好。但是这种帖子仍然出现，特别是在大型社会运动期间。
If you were already protesting in DC, you were already very angry, understandably, at police brutality, you were more likely to be critical of government action and very prepared, especially after these violent police citizen interactions, you were particularly primed to believe that the government would do something as extreme as cutting off all the communications and then doing something nefarious to the protesters.
两位专家都认为，不可能完全摆脱误导信息，但这有助于尝试和管控误导信息的爆发。他们建议人们暂停并评估他们正在阅读的内容，并检查自己内在偏见，防止受人操纵。美国之音布鲁斯，华盛顿报道。
香港的反送中运动本周届满一周年，这场没有明显的领导者的运动改变了香港的政治和社会面貌，甚至引发中国的人大制定港版国安法。来看报道。
I remember everybody was wearing black, and on some day you don't expect people to wear black. I could see so many black T-shirts.Not just on the main thoroughfare, but also in the narrow streets. I think this was the movement of the young people of Hong Kong, following on the umbrella movement in 2014. It's the young people getting very impatient for democracy.
The last year, in fact, was an explosion of distrust. Not only it was a distrust of the one country, two system,Not only was it a discussion of the Beijing government or even the Hong Kong government, it was a distrust of the rule of law, a distrust of the judiciary in Hong Kong.
战一国两制原则底线，严重损害法治，严重危害国家主权、安全和发展利益。
早两日，中国通过了一条国安法，所以就有呢个就会咁出嚟想再系再一次去申诉我哋而家香港人嘅愿望、五大诉求，同埋我哋需要嘅自由啦。
And you can see so many police patrolling, and I think that the situation a little bit different from the last year, the extradition law bill. And now the police can apply stop and search very easily and randomly. You can see the freedom of speech, freedom of assembly is diminished.
I would question this law to be unconstitutional. The basic law is our mini constitution, and it doesn't allow anybody to enact a law except the Hong Kong legislature.
The Chinese government makes clear that Hong Kong is no longer sufficiently autonomous to warrant the special treatment that we have afforded the territory since the handover. China has replaced its promised formula of one country, two systems with one country, one system.
For the business environments or the major corporations, then uncertainty always means risk. Given the AmChance survey that 60% of the respondents actually feel worried about the situation, so I will say that I'm not optimistic about the situation. The fact is that we are talking about 1.4 trillion Hong Kong dollars in terms of US holding, the total valuations of Hong Kong stock markets. So if, for example, the US sanction imposed barring the American companies to buy Hong Kong stocks or do a serious auditing about the Hong Kong companies' investment in the United States, then perhaps that will be more effects to the Hong Kong companies or the Hong Kong society in general.
I think Beijing wants to make sure that even if the Democrats were to win the next elections in September and form the majority in the Legislative Council, Beijing can still enact laws for Hong Kong from Beijing. For example, the extradition bill, following the precedent of this time of being able to legislate for Hong Kong, for this Hong Kong national security law.
As Beijing is becoming more strong-handed, and the people believing it, they might get what they want. It seems they're in head-on collision. So these days we start hearing, you know, the death of Hong Kong or the destruction of Hong Kong is in plain sight.
就喺嗰一晚咧，一收到消息咧，已經開始去到一直去到12:00多凌晨1:00都 keep 住有客打電話嚟，咁啊一直想話諮詢我哋移民嘅事情咁樣咯，急增咗起碼到6至7倍以上咯，突然間好多都係自己開公司嘅，咁就可能會話連間公司都執埋，跟住所有資產會走嘅。
我覺得應該最終的目標應該定係獨立，香港獨立。
I think a word of advice to young people in Hong Kong. If they think that they are not achieving anything by resorting to violence, will make it even more difficult to achieve anything. They cannot expect one country, two systems means that Hong Kong can be independent.
We will continue our fight peacefully and insist that everything promised to us must be kept.
Thank you.
许多医学院的学生被要求提前毕业，以帮助医院对抗新冠病毒大流行，他们的事业由此加速发展。
当美国医院因为新冠病毒大流行病而不堪负荷时，少数精挑细选出来的医科四年级学生提早毕业，并且开始工作治疗患者。泰勒·肖特斯里夫是其中之一。
There was a lot to be nervous about. There was also a lot to be very excited about, and being able to actually start taking on those responsibilities and start taking care of patients. It's a huge privilege.
新上任的肖特斯里夫医生最初在马萨诸塞州伍斯特市的马萨诸塞州纪念医院的重症监护室治疗病人。据他预定毕业的时间还有两个月。
They would, with the support of myself and with a resident, would learn how to execute those care plans and take care of the patient. It was wonderful. Now, and they were an addition to our normal staff.
其他的医学院毕业生虽然没有被医院征召来帮忙，但他们找到做出贡献的其他方式。
A group of really dedicated critical care doctors developed this program, which was essentially a partnership between ICU doctors, graduating fourth year medical students, and it allowed the students to be the ones to call families and provide updates kind of in a timely manner.
有些刚毕业的学生说，他们但愿自己能做得更多。
There's a hesitancy to bring on medical students just because there's a fear that we will be more like work than we are help. But then but of course, from the medical student perspective, there's like, I've learned these things for 4 years. How am I not helpful in any way?
还有一年就要毕业的医学院学生担心他们的学业会在新冠病毒疫情期间落后，尤其是在医院中动手实做的临床学习。
I know that the school and all med schools are doing everything they can to like keep their students engaged, even though what they're doing isn't clinical. But it feels more just like there's been a giant pause in like my education.
大多数学生，包括毕业生和本科生都说，他们情不自禁地为错过的毕业典礼暗自神伤。
They did a very good job as far as a virtual ceremony, but I miss...the pomp, the circumstance. I miss, you know, the robes. We didn't actually get to wear our MD robes, the octagonal hat, you know, everyone tossing their caps in the air or moving the taluses. It was just different.
错过了毕业典礼，但有机会在历史上的独特时刻帮助别人。美国之音记者萨拉伊报道。
自从新冠病毒爆发以来，美国各地大学生的毕业典礼都被取消了，不过有一些毕业生也想到了其他的办法来解决问题。一个医学院毕业生最近自己在家里的庆祝视频就在网上爆红，我们一起去看一看。
小特伦特·约翰逊刚刚庆祝自己从俄亥俄州的医学院毕业，典礼是在佛罗里达州他父母的家里举行的。约翰逊自从他的学校和美国各地的其他学校因为致命的新冠病毒而关闭后，他不得不发挥创意。
I learned a couple of weeks before my actual ceremony that the school was canceling it. And I was absolutely devastated because for me, graduation was a time for me to not only celebrate my accomplishments, but to celebrate with my family and my friends and my cousins. And I couldn't do that.
因此，约翰逊和他的家人随机应变。
It was really sort of an all hands on deck. My friend helped me create a website so that all of my family who was flying into Columbus originally still could celebrate virtually. My entire family did our best to make the living room look as special as possible given the circumstances.
All I can say is, we just got us a doctor now.
In the end, I felt like the moment I shared in that living room with my family and friends all over the world, there's nothing that could have replaced that special moment.
他的庆典视频在网络上爆红。
My Twitter has almost half a million views.
他上了新闻。
In full cap and gown with his family proudly cheering him on.
纽约时报为他做了报道。
And I remember picking up the newspaper and unfolding it and seeing my face and thinking, wow, I not only became a doctor, but I encouraged and inspired people all over the world to celebrate their accomplishments and follow their dreams. That was truly an incredible moment.
做医生一直是约翰逊毕生的梦想。他是家族里第一个从医学院毕业的男性。
I grew up in an area where people have low socioeconomic class, and I knew that that's the type of community I wanted to serve.
现在，他作为巴尔的摩市的约翰霍普金斯医院的住院医师，他有机会照自己的想法去做。
I really like the community of Baltimore, and I remember walking out of the hospital, Hopkins, and seeing the surroundings and thinking, wow, these are the people that I'm passionate about helping.
当约翰逊逐渐适应他的新环境和这个新城市，他将带着他接受过的医生训练、担任老师和导师的经验，以及他对家庭、生命和探险的热爱，让他能进入他担任医生的最新角色。在他继续散播他的希望和启迪的信息之际，美国之音记者塔博报道。
为了更好地了解鸟类的飞行，斯坦福大学的机械工程师们用真正的羽毛、纸张还有橡皮筋制作了一个机器鸽子，而且他们有了一些意外的发现。来看报道。
鸽子是世界各地城市居民排斥和忽视的对象，但大卫·伦特克可没有。
I just can't wait to see it fly.
Pigeons are actually amazing flyers. They're really underappreciated. They're very strong flyers. They fly in very complex environments. Our cities are actually really complex.
伦特克是个机械工程师。他在斯坦福大学的实验室研究鸟类，以开发更好的飞行机器人。随着无人机和其他新型飞行器在城市环境的普及，鸽子身上还有很多东西可学。
Aerial robots and drones, like for example the ones that Google and Amazon are developing for delivery, actually struggle flying in those environments, especially because it's also very turbulent.And there's wind everywhere, and it turns out that pigeons have no problem with that.
伦特克的团队着手打造一只鸽子，他们使用真正的鸽子羽毛、微型马达和一个 3D 打印的躯体。
In every flight phase, there's a different shape that's best, and that's why birds change their shape all the time.
研究小组发现，鸟类展现的复杂体型，通过简单的力学就可能实现。
There's this.Elastic ligament that automatically redistributes the position of all the feathers as the wing moves in and out.
他们还发现了避免羽毛散得太开的因素，和尼龙搭扣作用类似的微细钩子。当小组为无人飞机的户外处女航做准备时，伦特克自豪地旁观。机器人鸽子向上飙升，在地面用操纵杆进行的调整，会改变翅膀的形状，让无人机像小鸟一样急转弯。
If such a robot would be incredibly soft like a bird, you would not worry as much about interacting with it.
鸽子机器人可能从根本上改变飞行器的设计，但它可能会先载运一个包裹出现在你家门口。美国之音记者马特·迪波，旧金山报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。今天是6月11号，星期四，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务院发布2019全球宗教自由报告，美国国务卿批评中国对所有宗教的镇压持续加剧。我们来看美国之音记者许湘云的报道。
美国国务院发布的2019年度宗教自由报告指出，中国政府持续对宗教进行控制，限制被其视为威胁国家和中共利益的宗教活动以及个人自由。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥谴责中国政府对所有宗教的镇压持续加剧。他说，中国政府要求所有宗教团体服从中共领导，并将共产党教条注入在他们的信仰教学和实践中。中国政府对新疆维吾尔人的大规模拘留，以及对佛教徒、藏人、法轮功和基督徒的镇压都在继续。蓬佩奥还提到上星期和六四民主人士王丹、苏小康等人会面的情形。 他表示，美国近日的抗议活动被中国政府利用以推动其政治进程。然而，两国政府的形势实际上截然不同。
Speaking of China, last week I was humbled and honored to meet with several survivors of the Chinese Communist Party's massacre at Tiananmen Square that happened 31 years ago. I also released a statement on China's obscene attempts to take advantage of our domestic situation to press their political agenda, which I'm sure many of you saw.There is no equivalence between our two forms of government. We have the rule of law, China does not. We have free speech and embrace peaceful protest, they don't. We defend religious freedom, as I just noted. China continues its decades-long war on faith. The contrast couldn't be more clear. During the best of times, China ruthlessly imposes communism. And amidst the most difficult challenges the United States faces, we work to secure freedom for all.
蓬佩奥表示，美国政府在遇到像乔治·弗洛伊德之死这样的悲剧发生时，便立即采取行动。然而，其他专制政府并不这么做。
When something is as tragic and as awful as what happened to George Floyd takes place, that the government responds, right? We saw both local law enforcement and our Department of Justice move very quickly to address the particular situation. We've now seen people say, "Hey, we're calling for changes in the way law enforcement works." It's not my space here as the Secretary of State, but you can see this debate take place in America. That doesn't happen in nations across the world. In Tiananmen Square 31 years ago, when thousands of people were massacred, instead they repressed journalists, they disappeared people. It's fundamentally different.
Pompeo 强调，美国是一个很特别的国家。今天美国面临这样的挑战，将带来一个让大家参与的政治进程，以及广泛的公开辩论。
Our nation is so special.And it's the greatest nation in the history of civilization. It's so special that challenges like the ones that we're confronting here in the United States today will be managed head on. There will be a political process that's engaged of. There'll be wide open debate. And our core principles, the fact that we respect every human being because they are made in the image of God will be reflected in the way that the United States responds to these challenges. And I actually think our diplomats have this incredible opportunity to tell this important story about how America confronts challenges inside its own country in a way that reflects the finest of what our founders would have hoped America could achieve.
记者许湘云发自华盛顿的报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期二斥责汇丰银行支持北京取消香港自治权的举动，称这种向北京磕头的举动并不会换取多少回报。
汇丰是在香港最大的银行，总部设在英国。路透社报道说，北京威胁英国政府，除非允许华为公司参与 5G 网络建设，否则将报复汇丰银行，并背弃在英国新建核电站的承诺。对此，蓬佩奥表示说，美国准备好以替代方案帮助英国。蓬佩奥说，美国与盟友还有合作伙伴站在一起，反对中共胁迫性的欺凌政策。他批评说，这种效忠似乎只能为汇丰赢得很少的北京的尊重。在香港的两家主要外国银行，汇丰和渣打银行，上周相继表态支持中共全国人大推行的港版国安法。
美国国会参议院周二公布的一份报告指出，美国政府在过去20多年里对在美国经营的中国电信企业缺乏恰当的监管。来看报道。
参议院国土安全委员会常设调查小组星期二公布的最新报告说，美国政府20年来对在美国运营的中国国有电信公司的监管几乎为零。报告直接点名批评了美国联邦通信委员会 FCC 和由司法部、国土安全部、国防部等组成的电信小组，称中国电信美洲、中国联通美洲和太平洋网络公司等中国国有企业都得到了 FCC 批准在美国运营。报告敦促 FCC 迅速就是否吊销这些中国公司的运营许可做出决定。小组委员会主席波特曼在一份声明中说，有关机构在保护美国通信网络和对抗来自中国的国家威胁方面乏善可陈。民主党资深议员卡波也表示，这份报告显示出美国允许中国国有企业进入美国通信业，而美国的通信产业却在进入中国市场方面遭遇严重障碍。这份调查报告说，美国政府的通信团队直到最近才对中国的这些公司进行了有限的监管。 白宫在今年四月发出一项行政令，正式确定了通信小组对外国电信公司进行审查的举措。与此同时，两党议员要求国会提供正式的立法授权，对外国运营商实施更为广泛的监督。美国之音电视报道。
哈佛大学化学与生化系前主任查尔斯·利伯星期二被美国的司法部起诉，他被指控在与中国的关系上向联邦当局撒谎。
利伯今年一月被捕，他被指控隐瞒参与了中国的千人计划。根据司法部的起诉书，61岁的利伯被联邦大陪审团以两项虚假陈述的罪名起诉，并将在波士顿联邦法院接受传讯。如果被定罪，他可能会被判处5年监禁。起诉书显示，利伯签署的千人计划合同允许他每月从武汉理工大学获得$50,000的酬劳，并且获得超过$1,500,000的资金建立实验室。
美国驻中国大使馆星期三宣布，美国驻武汉总领馆即将开始恢复工作。
美国使馆公使兼参赞白石浪表示，布兰斯塔德大使打算在近期恢复武汉总领馆的工作。美国国务院还表示，准备在6月22日左右重启武汉领事馆的业务。武汉总领馆今年一月在武汉新冠肺炎疫情恶化后闭馆。据报道，美国国务院告知美国国会说，当前美中关系处于关键时刻，美国在中国的外交岗位不能空着，这点非常重要。国务院所说的关键时刻指的是北京和华盛顿在一系列领域紧张关系被指处于新冷战的边缘。
在全美各地的抗议中，专家们表示说，他们看到一些有针对性的误导信息正在迅速的传播，而这些有针对性的误导信息旨在让人们相信错误的事实，从而破坏社会凝聚力。
来自格鲁吉亚的玛利亚姆·盖格·沙什维利在与移民朋友讨论弗洛伊德之死引发的抗议活动时说，他注意到他们主要倾向于聚焦暴力和抢劫，而不是讨论导致示威游行的悲剧。为了解决这个问题，盖格·沙什维利为欧亚移民创建了一个封闭的脸书小组，讨论社会和种族正义。
We are from the region that has experienced colonialism, experienced ethnic oppression, experienced police brutality, authoritarian government. But on the other hand, at least some of us in our region who have white privilege, we have not experienced racial discrimination and racial profiling. We haven't been in the shoes of black African Americans who have for centuries have been through slavery, lynching, killings, police brutality that never goes punished.
这些种族和社会正义问题成了虚假信息活动的目标，一直在社交网络上传播。目的就是通过误导新闻和操纵手段来助长种族偏见。最近一个例子是推特上的推文话题 DC Blackout。这个账号谎称在首都华盛顿的抗议活动中，当局切断了手机和其他设备的信号，为的是阻止报道任何警察的暴行。阿里克斯·英格勒是布鲁金斯学会的研究员。
The DC Blackout campaign and the other propaganda campaigns that we saw surrounding the DC protests do certainly feel reminiscent of recent foreign influence campaignsthat are oriented towards driving wedges between American citizens in particularly polarizing issues.
华盛顿邮报报道说， DC 断信号运动只是由一个只有几个追随者的账户发起的，随后由于受到虚假账户的推送而大受欢迎。克莱姆森大学副教授帕特里克·沃伦说，这样做的目的是要人们感到困惑，让他们无法分辨真假。
Undermining social cohesion to make people believe that it's impossible to find out the objective truth about things and to not even try. Let's go back to 2016 and the Internet Research Agency operation in 2016. We saw accounts on both sides of the political spectrum, both of them attacking the media, one from the left, one from the right.
沃伦教授说，像在疫苗接种或者新冠疫情等话题上，虚假信息可能会更加危险。
What is the transmission rate of COVID-19? I have no idea. People don't really know. It depends on all kinds of things, and it makes that uncertainty leads to a to a breeding ground for disinformation.
专家说，社交媒体平台在删除虚假帖子和阻挡网上机器人方面做得越来越好，但是这种帖子仍然出现，特别是在大型社会运动期间。
If you were already protesting in DC, you were already very angry, understandably, at police brutality, you were more likely to be critical of government action and very prepared, especially after these violent police-citizen interactions, you were particularly primed to believe that the government would do something as extreme as cutting off all the communications and then doing something nefarious to the protesters.
两位专家都认为，不可能完全摆脱误导信息，但这有助于尝试和管控误导信息的爆发。他们建议人们暂停并评估他们正在阅读的内容，并检查自己内在偏见，防止受人操纵。美国之音布鲁斯，华盛顿报道。
送中运动本周届满一周年，这场没有明显的领导者的运动改变了香港的政治和社会面貌，甚至引发中国的人大制定港版国安法。来看报道。
I remember everybody was wearing black, and on a summer day, you don't expect people to wear black. I could see so many black T-shirts.Not just on the main thoroughfare, but also in the narrow streets.
通过了这条国安法，所以就有这个集会，咁出嚟想再提醒一次去申诉我哋而家香港。 And you can see so many police patrolling. And I think that this situation is a little bit different from the last year, the extradition law bill. And now the police can apply stop and search very easily and randomly. You can see the freedom of speech, freedom of assembly is diminished.
I would question this law to be unconstitutional. The basic law is our mini constitution. And it doesn't allow anybody to enact a law except the Hong Kong legislature.
The Chinese government makes clear that Hong Kong is no longer sufficiently autonomous to warrant the special treatment that we have afforded the territory since the handover. China has replaced its promised formula of one country, two systems with one country, one system.
Business environments or the major corporations, then uncertainty always means risk. Given the AmChan survey that 60% of the respondents actually feel worried about the situation, so I will say that I'm not optimistic about the situation. That we are talking about 1.4 trillion Hong Kong dollars in terms of U.S. holding, the total valuations of Hong Kong stock markets. So if, for example, the U.S. sanction imposed barring the American companies to buy Hong Kong stocks or do a serious auditing about the Hong Kong companies' investment in United States, then perhaps there will be more effects to the Hong Kong companies or the Hong Kong society in general.
I think Beijing wants to make sure that even if the Democrats were to win the next elections in September and form the majority in the Legislative Council, Beijing can still enact laws for Hong Kong from Beijing. For example, the extradition bill. Following the precedent of this time of being able to legislate for Hong Kong, for this Hong Kong national security law,
Beijing is becoming more strong-handed, and the people believing it, they might get what they want. It seems they're in head-on coalition. So these days we start hearing, you know, the death of Hong Kong or the destruction of Hong Kong is in plain sight.
就喺嗰一晚咧，一收到消息咧，已經開始去到一直去到十二點幾凌晨一點都 keep 住有客打電話嚟，咁啊一直想話諮詢我哋移民嘅事情咁樣咯，急增咗起碼到6至7倍以上咯，突然間好多都係自己開公司嘅，咁就可能會話連間公司都執埋，跟住所有資產會走嘅。
I think a word of advice to young people in Hong Kong. If they think that they are not achieving anything by resorting to violence, will make it even more difficult to achieve anything. They cannot expect one country, two systems means that Hong Kong can be independent.
We will continue our fight peacefully and insist that everything promised to us must be kept.
许多医学院的学生被要求提前毕业，以帮助医院对抗新冠病毒大流行，他们的事业由此加速发展。
当美国医院因为新冠病毒大流行病而不堪负荷时，少数精挑细选出来的医科四年级学生提早毕业，并且开始工作治疗患者。泰勒·肖特斯里夫是其中之一。
There was a lot to be nervous about. There was also a lot to be very excited about, and being able to actually start taking on those responsibilities and start taking care of patients. It's a huge privilege.
新上任的肖特斯里夫医生最初在马萨诸塞州伍斯特市的马萨诸塞州纪念医院的重症监护室治疗病人。据他预定毕业的时间还有两个月。
With the support of myself and with a resident, would learn how to execute those care plans and take care of the patient. It was wonderful. Now, and because they were an addition to our normal staff.
其他的医学院毕业生虽然没有被医院征召来帮忙，但他们找到做出贡献的其他方式。
A group of really dedicated critical care doctors developed this program, which was essentially a partnership between ICU doctors, graduating fourth year medical students, and it allowed the students to be the ones to call families and provide updates kind of in a timely manner.
有些刚毕业的学生说，他们但愿自己能做得更多。
There's a hesitancy to bring on medical students just because there's a fear that we will be more like work than we are help. But of course, from the medical student perspective, there's like, I've learned these things for 4 years, how am I not helpful in any way?
还有一年就要毕业的医学院学生担心他们的学业会在新冠病毒疫情期间落后，尤其是在医院中动手实做的临床学习。
I know that the school and all med schools are doing everything they can to like keep their students engaged, even though what they're doing isn't clinical. But it feels more just like there's been a giant pause in like my education.
大多数学生，包括毕业生和本科生都说，他们情不自禁地为错过的毕业典礼暗自神伤。
They did a very good job as far as a virtual ceremony, but I miss...the pomp, the circumstance. I miss, you know, the robes. We didn't actually get to wear our MD robes, the octagonal hat, you know, everyone tossing their caps in the air or moving the taluses. It was just different.
错过了毕业典礼，但有机会在历史上的独特时刻帮助别人。美国之音记者萨拉伊报道。
自从新冠病毒爆发以来，美国各地大学生的毕业典礼都被取消了，不过有一些毕业生也想到了其他的办法来解决问题。一个医学院毕业生最近自己在家里的庆祝视频就在网上爆红，我们一起去看一看。
小特伦特·约翰逊刚刚庆祝自己从俄亥俄州的医学院毕业，典礼是在佛罗里达州他父母的家里举行的。约翰逊自从他的学校和美国各地的其他学校因为致命的新冠病毒而关闭后，他不得不发挥创意。
I learned a couple of weeks before my actual ceremony that the school was canceling it, and I was absolutely devastated because for me, graduation was a time for me to not only celebrate my accomplishments, but to celebrate with my family and my friends and my cousins, and I couldn't do that.
因此，约翰逊和他的家人随机应变。
It was really sort of an all hands on deck. My friend helped me create a website so that all of my family who was flying into Columbus originally still could celebrate virtually. My entire family did our best to make the living room look as special as possible given the circumstances.
All I can say is, we got us a doctor now.
In the end, I felt like the moment I shared in that living room with my family and friends all over the world, there's nothing that could have replaced that special moment.
他的庆典视频在网络上爆红。
My Twitter has almost half a million views.
他上了新闻。
In full cap and gown with his family proudly cheering him on.
纽约时报为他做了报道。
And I remember picking up the newspaper and unfolding it and seeing my face and thinking, wow, I not only became a doctor, but I encouraged and inspired people all over the world to celebrate their accomplishments and follow their dreams. That was truly an incredible moment.
做医生一直是约翰逊毕生的梦想。他是家族里第一个从医学院毕业的男性。
I grew up in an area where people have low socioeconomic class, and I knew that that's the type of community I wanted to serve.
现在，他作为巴尔的摩市的约翰霍普金斯医院的住院医师，他有机会照自己的想法去做。
I really like the community of Baltimore, and I remember walking out of the hospital Hopkins and seeing the surroundings and thinking, "Wow, these are the people that I'm passionate about helping."
当约翰逊逐渐适应他的新环境和这个新城市，他将带着他接受过的医生训练、担任老师和导师的经验，以及他对家庭、生命和探险的热爱，让他能进入他担任医生的最新角色。在他继续散播他的希望和启迪的信息之际，美国之音记者塔博报道。
为了更好地了解鸟类的飞行，斯坦福大学的机械工程师们用真正的羽毛、纸张还有橡皮筋制作了一个机器鸽子，而且他们有了一些意外的发现。来看报道。
鸽子是世界各地城市居民排斥和忽视的对象，但大卫·伦特克可没有。
I just can't wait to see it fly.
Pigeons are actually amazing flyers. They're really underappreciated. They're very strong flyers. They fly in very complex environments. Our cities are actually really complex.
伦特克是个机械工程师，他在斯坦福大学的实验室研究鸟类，以开发更好的飞行机器人。随着无人机和其他新型飞行器在城市环境的普及，鸽子身上还有很多东西可学。
Aerial robots and drones, like for example the ones that Google and Amazon are developing for delivery, actually struggle flying in those environments, especially because it's also very turbulent and there's wind everywhere. And it turns out that pigeons have no problem with that.
伦特克的团队着手打造一只鸽子，他们使用真正的鸽子羽毛、微型马达和一个 3D 打印的躯体。
Every maneuver and every flight phase, there's a different shape that's best, and that's why birds change their shape all the time.
研究小组发现，鸟类展现的复杂体型，通过简单的力学就可能实现。
There's this elastic ligament that automatically redistributes the position of all the feathers as the wing moves in and out.
他们还发现了避免羽毛散得太开的因素，和尼龙搭扣作用类似的微细钩子。当小组为无人飞机的户外处女航做准备时，伦特克自豪地旁观。机器人鸽子向上飙升，在地面用操纵杆进行的调整会改变翅膀的形状，让无人机像小鸟一样急转弯。
If such a robot would be incredibly soft like a bird, you would not worry as much about interacting with it.
鸽子机器人可能从根本上改变飞行器的设计，但它可能会先载运一个包裹出现在你家门口。美国之音记者马特·迪波，旧金山报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。